There's been an increase of sightings of UFOs and orbs from the military to everyday citizens. Are they real, or are they tools of a rogue deep state agency? So this next clip is from a scientist that claimed to work on the blue beam technology. I'll put a link down in the show notes so you can see the original video if you'd like.
Yeah, I can actually talk about that one, but that is it's really bad. But you know the people that see orbs in the sky,
yeah,
go around that fly faster
UFOs?
Than
UFOs.
UFOs.
Yeah, there's Navy pilots. There's multiple Navy pilots who talk about
them.
They got there, so they were flying F-18s. These Navy pilots, and one of them's coming in here in 2 weeks. He's Ryan Graves.
Okay,
he's a Navy pilot flying off the coast of North Carolina, and they got their radar upgraded on their F-18s, and all of a sudden they were seeing these things darting around on their radar.
Okay. Don't tell him what I'm about to say and see if he knows about it.
Okay.
So what we do is we play with our own forces to make sure our trickery will work on the enemy. And those are directed energy weapons of where we do intersecting beams or focus beams into the atmosphere. And notice they're always in the atmosphere to excite the electron orbitals of the oxygen and nitrogen in our atmosphere, and it causes a glow and it causes ionization. That ionization shows up on radar, and it's like a cat laser pointer, and we're making planes chase them.
That's exactly how they describe these things moving, like laser pointers.
Yeah, and so we can do it in three space. We can make it look like...
In three-dimensional space.
Yeah, and we can make it look like... an entire fleet is about to drop bombs on, let's say, Europe, and then just have them disappear. And they get all their planes up in the air, and we attack them from the other direction, assuming we're attacking
Europe. Who is doing this? The Navy, you said?
Somebody. Let's just say a group. A group, you know.
And you know this for a fact.
I know for a fact, yeah. So anyway, don't tell your guests.
A group within the U.S. government.
Yeah, okay. We'll leave it at that. Yes.
Is this something that could be seen with the naked eye? Or
yes,
was this something
because
that would only...
it glows. It glows. So it would be seeable. You can see it by the naked eye. And it would leave a radar trace. So it's perfect as a deception. You can make them cigar shape. You can alter it somewhat. And I worked on holography quite a bit, but... nothing is detailed.
Holograms?
Yeah, holograms in three-dimensional space. There's a Japanese company, so I can talk about the use of femto pulsed lasers to create touchable holograms. Tiny little laser beams that excite the air and their midpoints and then create different colors. I'm saying they can just create, you know, little orbs and split them up and make them do cool things. And, you know, the razzle dazzle, shock and awe, fact of war.
Right.
And you asked me about Project Bluebeam. Well, that's what it's about. And it involves the voice of God weapons that I was talking about.
Project Bluebeam does.
And this got leaked. And so it probably won't have the effect and they probably won't do it. But if you wanted to bring the world together, as President Reagan said in several UN speeches, you would have a common enemy, like evil aliens attacking. We forget our differences when we fight against it.
So we wouldn't look at each other as Chinese or Russian or American. We'd look at each other as earthlings.
It's for humans. Yeah, as earthlings. And so that was Project Bluebeam, was to trick the human race into believing either God is coming down, everybody hears the voice of God, the microwave hearing effect, get along, give, you know, whatever the new message is, or it was going to be the evil aliens attacking. And notice how they, all of a sudden, all the governments release all their information on UFOs, and there's a whole division dedicated, and that's just deception.
It's all deception?
I think it's all deception.
Really?
Yeah.
We may be closer than ever to recreating some of the most iconic tech in sci-fi history.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
We've seen hologram technology move leaps and bounds over the last few years. Now, researchers from the Interact Lab at the University of Sussex have created three-dimensional holograms you can hear and even feel. Nature reporter Lizzie Gibney saw this acoustic display up close. She said the images don't flicker in real life like they do on video. But here's where it gets really cool. The speakers can also make the beat vibrate to produce different sound waves, which means these images can freaking talk.
3, 2, 1, 0.
So this explains why Phantom aircraft can move around at high speeds and make 90-degree turns and also appear on thermal imagers. You know, other nations may have their own version of this technology. In the early 1990s, the Russians claimed that they could produce glowing plasmoids at a high altitude using high-powered microwaves or laser beams. These were intended to disrupt the flight of ballistic missiles and answer the planned American Star Wars of the 1980s. Hey, if you'd like to help support the podcast so we can grow, I have a couple of books. The links are down in the show notes. One of them is Understanding the Bible Made Easy, and the other one is A Bible Study for Women. You can buy them both on Amazon, so the links will be in the show notes. We appreciate you, and we'll see you next week.